The biggest flop in 1959 was not the Baltimore Orioles. They finished sixth despite two bases-loaded home runs by Gus Chiandros, but the Charles Street Easter Parade. For years, going back nobody knows how far, the parade on Charles Street on Easter Sunday afternoon, starting at the Washington Monument and winding up at University Parkway, was where you went to see and be seen. It was a never-ending strollers parade of ladies in sequined gowns and gentlemen in tailcoats and top hats, of people who lived to be in Baltimore society's blue book, and of people who could care less. Through the years, observers outdid themselves with their rave reviews, the crowds, the fashions, the balloon vendors, and the inevitable exhibitionists who showed up in carriage and four. But in the late 1950s, the character of the parade changed. The lovely models boasting fashions out of the fine Charles Street shops gave way to models that boasted fashion out of Detroit's assembly lines, the automobiles. Muslin and crinoline yielded to chrome and steel. In 1958, a police sergeant on the scene remarked in desperation, "They're running four cars wide on Charles Street. We're handling 4,000 cars an hour, bumper to bumper," end quote. Ironically, by electing to come to the parade in their cars, the sightseers forced off the streets the very strollers they came to see. The sergeant added darkly, "It just can't go on like this." And it didn't. The next year, 1959, on Easter Sunday, Lieutenant Charles Reese stood in the middle of Charles Street at 33rd. His view took in the scattered few strollers, the lonely balloon vendors, a long, barren stretch of Charles Street, and said, "This is just a supervised walk for 30 people," end quote. Few people can remember the Charles Street Easter Parade of that year because few people were there. That is why it was the flop of 1959. Next week, we'll hear the story of the African-American Easter Parade on Pennsylvania Avenue.